what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We've got track and field here on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports. Both Carbon and Emory opening up the 2019 track and field season over the weekend. You can get your complete recap of that meet by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have Carbon High School head coach Jimmy Jukes. Coach, pleasure. It's been far too long. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk track and field, Coach. And I know you guys had a great start to the 2019 season this past Saturday at the Red Rock Invitational in Moab. Lady Dinos pick up where they left off last year, Coach. A solid performance all the way around.
Yeah, we had a really good meet down there. You know, it's been a different track year this year with all the snow we've had because it's been hard to get time on the track. We spent a lot of the first week just moving snow. And so we've only had about a week of, you know, a good solid practice. But even in that week, you know, we were limited with high jump. We were limited with our throws. We were limited with we didn't even long jump at all until the meet. And so we went down Saturday expecting it to be kind of a rough first meet.
Well, even with those expectations, Coach, there were some very positive things, and we can talk about, we'll start with the girls, and we'll talk about some of the first place finishes, and we'll begin with Megan Swayze, because this is a girl that you and I have talked a lot about, Coach, over the last couple of years, and well, she picks up a win in the 100-meter hurdles, and you can kind of talk a little bit about her performance.
Yeah, you know, Megan's been really solid for us, and I think last year, the end of the year didn't end quite the way she wanted it to. We got her in the state in the long jump, but she wasn't able to do as well in the hurdles as she would have liked, and she started the season off just amazing. To say she hadn't ran a full hurdle race until the meet says a lot. You know, I mean, she came out, ran a great time for the first hurdle race of the year, and really kind of sparked us a little bit doing that.
Were there any surprises for you, Coach, in the 4x100 with McKenna Blank and Lindy Maurer and Harley McGlory, Peyton Thomas? I mean, this is a pretty solid group. Did they surprise you at all in the 4x100?
No, I think we kind of thought we'd win that race. Those four girls are pretty solid girls. I mean, they work hard. We kind of, you know, Lindy's new to that group, and she's really stepped up big time for us. It's great when you get a freshman that can contribute right away, you know, and Peyton was that freshman and McKenna was that freshman last year. And now you add Lindy into that mix with that 4x1. It's a good solid effort from that 4x1 team, and I think that they're going to do some really big things this year.
I know you and I did talk about this last year as well, Coach, the field events, that it seems that Carbon continues to place a little bit higher in the field events than they have in the past over the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. A couple of first place finishes there as well.
Right. You know, those first place finishes that we had were, I mean, they were great. You know, Mariana Molinar, she came out through the javelin 109. First meet of the year, qualifies for state. I can't be any happier with her than that. I mean, that was pretty awesome to see her do. And then you have, you know, you've got Emma Christensen came out, qualified in the high jump, won the high jump. I really didn't have much competition other than Haley from our own school, Haley Prescott, a freshman that looks like she's got some potential, and we're kind of excited about that as well. And you get a couple of those, and then on the boys' side, you know, you get a lot of good performances with that boys' team that's just amazing. Carson Frame goes out, wins the long jump, qualifies for state in the long jump as well. And so, you know, we had a couple of, I mean, we didn't have as many first place finishes as we've had down there in the past, which really spoke to the depth of the team down there. We really did well with scoring in bunches. We totally dominated in some of the events that we had. Our boys team, the distance team, really rocked it as well.
You mentioned the depth, Coach, and we've been talking to Coach Allie Chamberlain of the Carbon Swim Team, and look, that's how they won the state championship. That's how the Lady Dinos won.
Right,
you know,
right.
So.
And it's funny because, you know, we're talking Megan Swayze. Megan Swayze was on that team, and with, you know, track and with swimming, that's how you win. Is you got to have depth. You got to have a lot of kids that can step up and help you out. And with our girls team, we scored in every single event that was across the board, and that's kind of how we got to that 200 threshold that we've never reached before.
Coach, what was the I guess the mindset for you as a coach going into this first meet? I mean, obviously you want to win the meet, but at the same time, that's not really the end-all be-all for the first meet of the season, is it?
No, we really went into this meet just wanting to know what we really had, because we didn't know. We there's a lot of unknowns. We have a lot of young girls on our team, young freshmen on our team. We got a young group of boys as well. And so, you know, we had some things come up that, you know, unforeseen on the boys' side. You know, we didn't foresee that Derek Killam was going to end up having to have hip surgery, and we didn't, you know, and so losing a state champ and a kid of that caliber, you wonder who's going to step up, you know, who's going to step up for this team. You know, McCade Bradley's done a great job of leading this team from the throwing aspect and from the thrower side, and so this meet was all about just kind of getting a feel for where we were at. We really didn't expect to go down there and dominate the way we did.
Kim, we're being joined right now by Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbondano Track and Field Squad. Coach, if we look at the numbers, because I know over the past couple of seasons there have been some great numbers for Carbon, and right now Carbon is one of the bigger 3A schools. Against your expectations, how have the numbers looked for the team this year?
It's been interesting. The numbers are actually down on our team. Last year we were pushing 100. This year we're pushing 90. By all means, it's still a lot of kids, you know, that you have. And when I've seen that group of kids, we have a lot more athletes. We have a lot more that are top athletes this year, and so that helps a little bit when you get, you know, freshmen that can step in and help you out right away. But the numbers, I think, because of the weather and because of everything that's kind of gone, it's been a little bit of an off, weird year because, you know, when you get snow on the ground, kids aren't ready to come out and run. They don't want to, you know, get it. Didn't feel like it was track season, you know, and so it kind of threw us off a little bit. But I feel like we're ahead of where we need to be, and you know, we're still. I mean, we're still not going to be that favorite team, you know, to do anything in 3A because Juab's going to be there, Richfield's going to be there. But we like the underdog role, and we like that role of being the team that can sneak up on people and surprise some people.
So how difficult has the last couple of weeks been with the weather? I mean, we talked to baseball. They spend a lot of time in the gym. So how do you prep track and field? You can't throw a discus in the gym. So, I mean,
you can't throw a discus, javelin, or shot.
Right.
And there's just not enough room in the indoor facilities for the track team. And so we went down. We spent a lot of time down on the track with snow blowers, pushing snow with shovels. The whole team went down and helped us move. We finally have the track clear enough that we feel like we can get enough work in on what we have. We have a track meet at home next weekend, and so hopefully the warm weather comes around. But it has been very, very difficult at the start of the year to even get a full workout in a practice because, one, you're moving snow, and, two, it's cold, and so you're going to have, you know, pulled hamstrings and injuries and stuff like that. And we've got some kids that are a little bit, they're feeling it a little bit, but luckily we've been lucky so far not to have anything that's been catastrophic.
Well, it seems like the schedule, Coach, maybe starts off a little slow. So we had this meet this past Saturday at Moab. We have one coming up in Millard, and then on March 23rd we have one at Carbon. And then after that Carbon Invitational, it seems like things really pick up where we're talking anywhere from two meets in one given week. It seems like that's kind of where the bulk of the season actually, I guess, goes into full swing.
Right, and it's a lot of fun when we get going, and it's always good to get that first meet under your belt, and it's even better when it's a win because the kids, they kind of get a sense of what track's about. You know, your new kids kind of have a good experience. The big thing with that first meet is getting the good experience for the kids, so when you get into the bulk of the season where it's going to be harder competition, that they that they're already kind of sold and are on board with the track program. And so it'll be kind of fun to see what happens as the season progresses.
When you get a win from, say, the girls' side, does it motivate the guys maybe a little bit more as well?
It does. And the boys have really, I mean, we that grand team down there, I mean, we're talking, they were one of the top finishers last year in 3A on the boys' side, and they're a good team. And then Montezuma Cortez is a big school from Colorado that really gave the only team that really came close to our girls. And their boys' team was really good, too. You know, losing Derek hurt us a little bit. Losing Carter Fawcett hurt us. You know, we had some kids that graduated early that impacted what we were able to do. But that boys' team, our distance program is just getting some miles under them. And Carson Frame is looking amazing right now. We've got some younger kids that are stepping up on that boys' team. I wouldn't rule the boys out. I think that they're going to have something to say in this region. And they might have some state, you know, get in the way of state. Michael Banaski had a javelin throw that is gonna shake the javelin world in 3A a little bit, because he improved by 19 feet, and that's a pretty large margin to be improving by.
Well, and I know you did mention long distance, but Jared Spendlove in the 800 meters as well. I mean, that's a second place finish. Those add up.
They do, and the thing is what you got to remember is we're going through that sick time of the year on the team too, where we've got kids that have been out sick and running where they're not feeling so well. I know Ammon Wilson has been under the weather a little bit. Izzy has been sick a little bit, and so you're dealing with kids that are missing missing 3 or 4 days of practice and distance, and it really hurts you quite a bit to get back into the groove. And so once they're healthy, I mean, we could be really, really good.
Looking forward, Coach, to the results and a conversation following the meet this next Saturday. I'm sure you see a huge jump. At least you expect to see a huge jump from the first meet to the second meet.
Yeah, I think we'll see some big improvements, especially in our long jump. Since we didn't long jump at all. The kids kept asking me, "When are we going to long jump?" And I said, "Long jump practice is going to be Saturday morning at 8 a.m. down in Moab." And so we did a crash course with a bunch of kids that hadn't long jumped. They still performed well, but we've actually got access to our long jump pit right now enough that we can do some stuff. So I expect some of those events. I think the throws, you're going to see some improvements. These events that we could finally kind of work on, you're going to see improvements dramatically. We're going to do some shifts with a couple of our girls. We're going to move them into some different events as the season goes to help out with some areas. And so it's going to be interesting to see how we end up strategizing and placing people to help our chances for region and state title.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you again for the time. Can't wait to talk next week.
No, thank you, Jordan.
Always fun. That's Coach Jimmy Jukes again of the Carbon Dino Track and Field Squad. We've got to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's Football Tuesday here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.